One of the sugyas that the Mitzvah Hashem will have to spend time on during the course of Yevamos is mitzvos Yisurim, where you have a lav and an essay. And when you look in Parshas Kiseitse, the Torah tells us in Perachav Beis just several examples in succession. The Torah begins Perachav Beis with the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. In the context of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, the Torah begins with an essay of Hashav Teshivim. And then, two psukim later in Pasuk Gimel, the Torah tells us in Esulav of Los Sucha Liyisale. The Torah then continues, tells us the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan. And in that case, the Torah again has the love of Sikah Chema Labanim and the mitzvah Shaleach Teshalach. In the very next pasuk, the Torah tells us the chiv that a person has to create a makkah. The Torah tells us Vasista makkah legagecha mitzvah sasei. And the pasuk continues and says Vlo Samin Damim Veisecha. There's an isser. There's an isser of Simas Damim. So all of a sudden, in the course of a few psukim of the Torah, you have repeat mitzvos, that which has a lav and that which has an essay. If you look earlier in Chumash Devarim, this is also true when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah. The Torah tells us that regarding tzedakah, there are lavim daraisa. If you look in Parsha Sirei, in Perek Tesvav, the Torah tells us, lo sa'ameitz es lavavcha, lo sikpos es yadcha. And the Torah tells us that there's an essay as well, v'soach tiftach. And in all of these cases, one has to assess what exactly is the relationship between the lav and the essay, which is primary, which is secondary, to what extent do we view them as a single unit, or could argue that, no, they're absolutely, absolutely independent. And this is what the Rishonim weigh in on in various, various different contexts. We're going to have this when it comes to the cases, for example, of Yiblum regarding an Aman and Kohen Gadol, the Sugi and Avchav. There's a lav, there's an essay. And what exactly is the relationship between the Yisulos essay and the Mitzvos essay? I will tell you a fascinating starting point is that of Shabbos and Yantiv. Shabbos, of course, right, is an Yisulos essay, part of Aseres HaDibros, Osasa Chomalacha. When it comes to Yantiv, the Torah tells us, Chomalecha Savoda Lo Sasu, but there also is an essay on Shabbos and an essay on Yantiv. And in fact, if you look at the sugyas, Shabbos Chav Dalet, Beitz Adav Ches, we're going to spend time here, right, in the next several blot, that even though we have a principle of Essi Dochalos Hasei, that's never an option when it comes to Shabbos Yantiv. One would not suggest that a person can perform a mitzvah which involves Chil Shabbos or Chil Yantiv, because Shabbos Yantiv is a lav and an essay, and Ein Essi Dochalos Hasei Vesei. What we had last year, for example, non beitz and avches is kisi adam. A person does shchita an yantiv, that you're allowed to do. Kisi adam an yantiv, you're allowed to do. But what happens if a person is ill-prepared? He doesn't have the necessary dirt to engage in the mitzvah of kisui. And the circumstance is that in order to access that dirt, I have to violate a malacha. I'm going to take a clod of earth and I'm going to chop it up. That's a malacha of tochein. The Gemara is clear, you cannot go ahead and violate an Isra Malach and Yantiv for the purpose of Kisi Adam. Why not? That's what the Gemara tells us, that Ein Esei Dochalosa, Sev Esei, the Sugim Shabbos and Dav Chav Dalet, Sreif HaSkadshim. The Mishnah that tells us that Ein Madlikin B'Shemen Sreifa. You have Shemen that requires Sreifa. That means Truma Temeya. It's a mitzvah to burn it. Ba'esh Yisrofu. You cannot do that on Yantiv, because after all, Ein esei dochalosa say, ve'esei, that's the chiddush of Rav Ashi, that we don't allow you to go ahead and to perform a mitzvah, makom lo sasei ve'esei. What exactly is the lav? That's clear. The lav on Shabbos is bosasa chomalacha. Ve'esei, the Rishonim have different varieties of esei, Shabbosam, Tishbos, Tosus and Shabbos, Samachtes, quotes the pasuk of Ushmartim es haShabbos, Kikoda Shilachem. That's an interesting chiddush, that Ushmartem is an essay, even though Hishamer is a lav, but Ushmartem Tosus assumes is an essay, and therefore, in essay dochalosa save essay. That's true ben b'Shabbos, that's true ben b'Yantiv. If it was just Shabbos, we're going to learn Yevamos, one could argue, even if Shabbos wouldn't be an essay, but Shabbos is an Isser Skila. We don't typically assume essay dochalosa say B'makom skila, b'makom kareis, our opening mishnah, two brothers marry two sisters. We don't allow for an esed ochalos aseh. But on yantif, yantif is allowed. I would have thought esed ochalos aseh. So no, on yantif, ain esed ochalos aseh v'esed. And therefore you cannot perform a mitzvah aseh on Shabbos or even on yantif that entails malach. Okay? So when you look in Tosus, in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Daled, Tosus raises a stunning kasha and a stunning teretz. And this will be very, very relevant for a part of Yevamos. Tosus says this. Are women obligated in the Los Aseh of Shabbos and Yantif? No, the answer is, well, of course, absolutely yes. Women are obligated, with few exceptions, in every mitzvah Los Aseh of the Torah. Handful of exceptions, but that's it. But what about the Esseh? What about the Esseh? So Tosus assumes such a stunning chiddush that women are exempt from the essay of Shabbos, the essay of Yantif, because that's a mitzvah sasei, but it's a mitzvah sasei, shahazman grama. It's a mitzvah sasei, shahazman grama. And that's the Mishnah, Kedushin Daf Chof Tes, that women are exempt from mitzvah shahazman grama. So if women are exempt from lulav and sukkah and shofar, they're exempt from the essay of Shabbos, the essay of Yantif as well. Seemingly that indicates that if a woman will go ahead and perform a lach on Shabbos Yantif, it's a violation of a lav, and if a man does so, it's a violation of a lav and an essay. So Tosus raises such a significant kasha. Wait a second. All those sugyas that we just discussed, that on Yantif you can't say esed ochalos aseh, because Yantif is not only the lav, but it's also an essay, and esed ochalos aseh, all of that should be fine when you're talking about a man. A man cannot go ahead and violate malacha for the purpose of kisi adam. A man cannot go ahead and engage on sreifas kodshim on yantiv. Ein esei dochalosa, save esei. But if you're dealing with a woman who is obligated the law, but exempt from esei, you know what? Let's apply the principle of esei dochalosa, say. Well, that's the tkash of Tosus, and Kedushin, Daf Lamed, Dalam, and Aleph, Der Maschil, Make. That's the tkash of Tosus. Well, Tosus doesn't budge from that assumption that women are only obligated in the lav and they're exempt from the essay. But Tosus writes a stunning chiddush, this we'll have to see throughout this parak, and that's as follows. What does it mean to say that something is not just a lav, it's also an essay? Are they really completely independent? Or do you argue, no, each is informed by the other? So Tosus writes a fascinating chiddush that, you can walk a very, very fine line. That's the chiddush that Tosus writes. On the one hand, women are exempt from the essay. It's a zman grama. But it doesn't mean the essay is irrelevant. Irrelevant. If this act is a lav and an essay, halav olim, the lav is strengthened, the lav is fortified. That is a potent lav. That's an isser chamur, that's an avera chamura. And therefore, there's no possibility of essay dochalos essay. Just like we don't say esed ochalos aseh bokares, because the lav is so significant, it doesn't budge. The same thing is true if an act is forbidden as a lav and an esed. That means the lav is fortified, and therefore it doesn't budge. And then the next thing is shetosus. That's true even if on a technical grounds women are exempt from the esed. Even if they're exempt from the esed, but the esed is undeniable. The essay strengthens the lav, and therefore there's no possibility of essay dochalosa, say, even when it comes to women as well. Wow. So that's the lumdus of Tosus, that the reason we assume ain essay dochalosa, say, v'essay, is because the lav is fortified, the lav is strengthened, the lav is bolstered, and chiddush number two, that applies even if someone indeed is exempt. Rabbi Kiveger and that Tosus, Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, this has a very brief comment. He tells you, Ayin Tosus Chulin Kuf Mem Aleph. That's a very tiny Tosus. But Poshup Shad, Rabbi Kiveger, is telling you that this Tosus in Kedushin is against that tiny Tosus. In Chulin Kuf, what is the Chiddush of that Tosus? And of Kuf Mem Aleph. Let's assume, for example, a person does the wrong thing. He does a Mitzvah Saseh, but the Gemara says, don't do it, because ein esei dochalos aseh v'esei. A person fulfills a mitzvah aseh, b'makom lo aseh v'esei. A person does it. What's the repercussion? What exactly is the onesh? What is the consequence of doing so? So you know what Tosus writes in Chulin? Just a couple of words, but it's such a chiddush. Ein Elokim. Ein Elokim. If you do this, you did your kisi adav an yantif. You did sreifas kodshim an yantif. You weren't supposed to do that. Because ein yaseh dochalosa seve say. You know what Tosus says? Ein Elokim. You know why that's such a chiddush? Ein Elokim. You know what that chiddush is called? Subtraction. Yeah. We're going to learn the sugya. Esei dochalosa say. Esei dochalosa say. So the essay cancels out the love. But you know what? You have a balance. You have a remainder. What's that remainder called? An essay. There's no malchus for a bittel essay. There's no malchus for a bittel essay. The love. The love is canceled by the essay. The love is canceled by the essay. What's preventing you from doing so is a carryover of an additional essay. Wow. So Tosfos writes the Chiddush whenever in Shas, Beit Zedav Ches, Shabbos Chaf Daled, the Gemara applies the principle of Ein Yaseh Dochalosa Sei Vesei. There's never Malkus. There's never Malkus. Let's say, Yifamos Dachav. A Kohen dies, his brother's the Kohen Gadol. We're going to say, don't do Yibum. Don't do Yibum. No? Let's assume he did Yibum. You weren't supposed to do Yibum because Ein Yaseh Dochalosa Sei Vesei. A Kohen Gadol marrying this woman, she's an Almana and she's a Ba'ula. Now they were fully married. There's a Lav of Almana. And there's an essay of Ba'ula, no? B'sili Yikach. Oh, so what would happen if Yibum is done? What would happen if Yibum is, you weren't supposed to do it. Ein essay no chalosa, save essay. Can I argue as follows, a chiddush? The mitzvah of Yibum would be Dolche the Isra Lav Haman HaKohen Gadol, and the mere culpability, relatively speaking, that's not as Hamor, is just the essay of B'sili Yikach. Wow. So the Kohen Gadol says, okay, what am I guilty of? You know he's guilty of? An essay. B'sul Yikach. B'sul Yikach. That's a Chiddush HaTosus. A Chiddush HaTosus in Chudav Kufar. Why does Rabbi Kveger think that's against the Tosus and Kedushin? Because Tosus and Kedushin describes the Lomdus that this is not an independent essay. When you have a Lav and an essay, the essay strengthens the Lav and it doesn't budge. It doesn't give. When the essay hits it, guess what? Bounces right off. No, Teflon. No, it doesn't budge the lav. It's not that it's docha the lav and you have a carryover an essay. So Rabbi Kevega writes, that Chiddush HaTosus is ein Elokim is against those two words. Ein Elokim is against the two words in Tosus and Kedushin of Olim HaLav, that the lav is strengthened and therefore it's not nitzal nidochas. Well, I'll tell you another possibility regarding Yibum. I think there are going to be four shitas. But I'll tell you another possible Yibum, and this kind of will kind of set a stage for the future. Wait a second. You're a Kohen Gadol. The Torah says don't do Yibum. No? The Torah says don't do Yibum. Ein esei dochalosa sei vesei. Kadosh Baruch Hu says no, don't do Yibum. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu says don't do Yibum, the Yisrei Shasach is paka. Why does this Yisrei Shasach fall away? You know what the answer is? Because the Torah demands Yibum. If the Torah tells you don't do Yibum, really the Yisrei Veshasach is paka. Which would mean, maybe a fascinating possibility, no? That even though the reason that Kohen Gadol does not do Yibum is because of Eyes HaDeloch HaSeh, but the bottom line, if the Torah says don't do Yibum, then don't do Yibum, and if you don't do Yibum, why are the words for the Yisrei Veshasach be lifted? And you know what that would mean? That when you violate an Issur Kares, and if a child is produced, the vlad is a mamzer, and there's no Tvisas Kedushin, that's kind of stunning, no? What pushes aside this Issur Veshasach? And what happens if there's no mitzvah of Yibum because of Alman the Kohen Gadol? Is that enough to be mafkia zika? Well, that's a pretty heavy issue. But for our purpose, like these are 2 days in Tosus, then where Tosus assumes that even a woman cannot go ahead and violate a melacha an yantif in order to accommodate a mitzvah, even if she's exempt. Because halav olim, the lav is strengthened. Wow, that's a Tosus in Kedush Nadav Lamedav. If you take a look at the Ran, on that daf, it's a daf yudalit and daf erif, but on that daf lamedalit, the Ran questions the whole premise of Tosus. The Ron writes as follows. Wait, are women exempt from mitzvah shel zman grama? Absolutely yes. What's an example? Lulav, sukkah, shofar. All those cases, it's a standalone essay. Lulav, sukkah, shofar is just an essay. But what if you have something which is a lav and an essay? A lav and an essay. You know what Tosa's whole assumption is? Women are obligated in half. They're obligated in the lav, but they're exempt from the essay. The Ron writes, that's not true. The lav and the essay are so inherently linked that there is no ptur of zman grama. You don't separate the lav and the essay. You don't separate the lav and the essay. And therefore, if you're obligated in the lav, you're obligated in the essay. So women will be exempt from lulav, sukkah, shofar, but women are not exempt from the essay of Shabbos or the essay of Yontif because they're obligated in the lav, and the lav and the essay are inseparable. And therefore, whoever is obligated in lav is obligated in the essay, and therefore the Ron writes, Tosus's question does not even begin. The whole assumption is wrong. Why not allow a woman to do this? The answer is a woman is obligated in the essay. What do you mean? It's a zman grama? It's not. I'll tell you another possible teretz that Tosus and Ron don't mention. You know, sometimes you have to be careful about the why question. Why are women exempt from mitzvah shel zman grama? Let's be careful now. Avud Ram, women has certain responsibilities, certain shibudim. How can she do this if she has to do that? You know, the family is full of young children. Everybody's running to shul. Everybody is in shul all day, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Everybody is away. Who's going to, you know, Avud Ram? So if the focus of the woman is to go ahead and be that keres habayis, how can it be obligated in time about mitzvos? You know, that's not a gemara, right? That's a svar Avud Ram. But the reason I'll tell you it's significant just simply is because of the following. Tami Dekra. Good. But every example of a Gemara that says women are exempt from a Zman Grama, it's always a mitzvah sasei, bekum vesei. It's always a mitzvah that demands, this is what you must do. Lulav, sukkah, shofar, must do. It's a little unusual when you have an essay de Shabbosa. You know what the essay is telling you to do? Refrain. Don't, no? It's formulated as an essay. But that's not so unusual. Sometimes you can have something which is formulated as an essay, but you know what it's called? An Isser essay? You know what it's called? A Lav Haba Mechlal essay? So again, Lepsaf and Nuntes. No? So I'll ask you a very important question. Is there a Ptur of Zman Grama? Is there really a Ptur of Zman Grama if the essay is B'Shev Al Taaseh? No one's asking the woman to do anything. We're saying there's an essay of malacha that requires that a woman refrain from. Maybe there's no ptur. It's interesting. Tosus doesn't mention that. The Ron does not mention that. That's a fascinating deal. That is a Pnei Yeshua. Elsewhere. Pnei Yeshua Beitza Daf Lamed. Where the Pnei Yeshua writes, he thinks the whole ptur of Zman Gram is only Bekum V'Esei, not B'Shev Al Taaseh. But Tosus Naran assumed that Tosus applies to Malacha. And the only reason Naran writes it doesn't apply to Malacha is because this is not just an essay. It's a lav and an essay, and the lav and essay go hand in hand. Lav and essay go hand in hand. Okay, what's the Chiddush of Naran? The Chiddush of Naran is twofold. Well, if you have something which is a lav and an essay, don't separate them. Right? Kruchim yardim min hashamayim, they go together. What does go together mean? Go together means the lav is the koveya. Whatever is true of the lav is also true of this. Okay. Now I'll tell you the problem. When you look at that very Gemara, Kedushin daf lamed gimel beis, lamed dal lamed aleph, the Gemara says, Ezel mitzvah sasei, shalo hazman gram. Give me an example of a mitzvah sasei which is not a zman grama, that women are obligated in. So guess what? The Gemara lists off three of the examples. All three examples are Parshas Ki Tse, Parakha Beis. You know what? The Gemara says, Makeh, Hashavas Aveda, Shiloh Achakam. The Gemara says, give me an example of a mitzvah sasei shalo hazman grama. The Gemara begins, mezuzah is one. Okay, good. And then, Matka, Ashava Saveda, and Shiluach HaKam. Women are obligated in Matka, women are obligated in Aveda, whatever Shiluach HaKam. And that is like the motto that women are obligated in Mitzvah Seisha, Ein HaZman Grama. Ashava Saveda, Shiluach HaKam is not Zman Grama. So you know what the obvious kasha is? The Ramban on that daf. The Ramban writes the following kasha. How can you prove anything from those three cases that women are obligated in mitzvah sasesha ein hazman grama? In all three of those cases, now kiseitse, perachabeis, starting with pasuk aleph, now, and down until pasuk ches, all those cases have a lav and an essay. All those cases are a lav and an essay. Hashava saveda, there's a lav of losucha liyisalim. Shiduach hakam, lo sikach. Make, lo sasim damim. There's a lav. There's, of course women are obligated. Of course women are obligated. You're going to prove from there that women are obligated in a mitzvah she ein hazman grama. Women are chayiv in a mitzvah she ein hazman grama. Mezuzah. How do you know? Oh, because they're chayiv in makah. Of course they're chayiv in makah. Makah veda shiloach hakan is a lav in an essay. That's Ramban's kasha. So you ready for this? The Ramban writes, I'll tell you the teretz, and fascinating. It almost sounds on its face like the Ran, but the opposite of the Ran. The Ramban writes the following teretz. It's a lav and an essay, that's true. But you don't separate the lav and the essay. They go together. And what's true of one is true of the other. You don't separate the lav and the essay. Oh, that sounds exactly like the Ran. You don't separate the lav and the essay. Oh, that's great. No. The Ramban writes the opposite. The Ramban writes, you don't separate the lav and the essay. And therefore, this is a good raya. Why? Because if woman would be exempt from the essay, they would be exempt from the lav. So that's a good raya, that women are obligated in the essay. Because you can't separate the lav from the essay. And whoever is obligated in the essay is obligated in the lav. Wow, you see that, Ramban? Whoa. On the one hand, it's like the Ran, not like Tosos. Tosos says, the lav and the essay have a life of their own. You can be obligated in one life, obligated in the other. And the Ramban Ran disagrees and saying, no, that's not true. If the same act as lav and essay, they'll go together. What does go together mean? You know, I have two possibilities. If the lav is the koveya, they should go together and be chayiv. If the essay is the koveya, they should go together and women should be exempt. They go together. Yeah, but go together in which direction? Chiyuv or p'tur. So the Ran says, well, obviously the lav is the koveya. So women who are obligated in malacha are obligated in essay of malacha. And the Ramban writes, apparently the essay is the koveya. So it must be that women are obligated in the essay because it's an essay she'ein hazman grama, because if they were exempt from the essay, they'd be exempt from the law. Wow. That's pretty heavy. Is it really true that the Ran and the Ramban are saying opposite things? That would be an incredible battle. Whenever you have a lav and essay, what is the ikar? Is the essay a function of the lav, or is the lav a function of the essay? That would mean that according to the Ramban, let's start from the perspective of the essay. And according to the Ramban, let's start from the perspective of the lav. Is it really true that this is like an incredible machlokas, the Ran and the Ramban? So I would suggest, you know, the Ramban and the Ran live in peace and harmony. There's no machlokas whatsoever. And maybe the answer very simply is as follows. They agree fully that the lav and the essay go hand in hand. That's clear. You can't separate. What's true of one is true of the other. Okay, but what's the starting point? Let me ask you the following question. On Shabbos, there's a lav in this. You violate the lav, Rachmana Litzlan, you're chayiv skila. In addition to the chayiv skila, there also is an essay. If I'm going to ask you, like in the world of Ikar and Tafel, you know, what's primary, what's secondary, what's the koveya? really, on Shabbos, the koveh is the essay. And the lav is subservient to the essay. The lav is subservient to the essay. Isn't it obvious on Shabbos? That's not true whatsoever. The lav is the koveh. The lav is the koveh. Wow. And why is that true? I wouldn't just say because, you know what, that the lav is stronger than the essay. You know what I would say following. What is the Torah telling you on Shabbos? You know what the Torah is telling you? These are things that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to do borer and kosev and tof. You're not. You know what I'll tell you the chiddush is? If the Torah is telling what you're not allowed to do, the iser, you're not allowed to do, shev al tasa, don't you dare, well, of course the lav is the koveya. Of course the lav is the essay is the koveya, what you're not allowed to do. There's an iser essay. But the koveya of an iser, b'shev al tasa, is the lav. What would you say? What would you say about, let's take a Shabbos Aved. Is there a lav? There's a lav. Osuchalisam. Is there an essay? Yes, there's an essay on Shev Teshive. What's the starting point? You start with the lav, you start with the essay. You know, maybe one could express it in two different ways. I think when you do, the answer is obvious. Let me express it this way. It sounds so reasonable. There's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. A Shev Teshive. The Torah desires you return the object. You know what the Torah is afraid of? Yeshivish, no? Like, you know, you see a lost object. What are you going to do? No? What are you going to do? You're going to turn away. You're going to turn. I have to take that object. I have a chiyuv hashava. I have to watch it and do and do and do and do. You know what? Like, so the Torah admonishes us. Don't play games. No? There's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and in order to see to it that the mitzvah is performed, the Torah warns us, Lo sucha li'zalim. Don't pretend as if he didn't see the lost object. Don't pretend he didn't see the lost object. No? What's the opposite possibility? Begin with the lav. You know what the primary focus of the Torah is? Lo sucha li'zalim. In order to ensure Lo sucha li'zalim, the Torah tells us there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. That sequence makes sense. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is interested in is L'Suchel L'Yisalim. And in order to make sure that you'll fulfill the law of L'Suchel L'Yisalim, there's a mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. He'll tell you, like, why in the world? Why? The Torah is desirous of you returning the object to the person in need. And in order to see to it that that happens, B'kum V'Esei, that the Torah goes out of its way and says, and don't play games and don't pretend. Don't make it seem as if you didn't do so. I had once a Talmud years ago, decades ago, another yeshiva. Still a very close keshet with this Talmud. He majored in psychology, so he had to write a paper. So he took objects, the same, with the same siman, and put it in an envelope, like with a name on it. And he put it in various buildings of a very, very well-known yeshiva. On 108th Street. So one was in the Beis Medrash, and one was in the cafeteria. And one was in Belfer, so he just wanted to wait, and he put his name on, his address, all his, and he wanted to see which came back, so it was fascinating. Any lost object that was placed, like, in a more yeshivish place, like in the Beis Medrash or something, none of those came back, yeshiva guy sees an Aveda, you kind of walk away from it, no? And the lost object in the graduate school, naturally, they all came back to us. He kind of wrote, that was his thesis, sometimes almost like the fear of, getting involved and doing with an essay and a lot of essay and so on. Sometimes people, refrain from doing that which naturally would say was the right thing to do. It was an interesting observation. No, but Hashavah Sava, isn't it obvious that the koveh is the essay? The koveh is the essay? And in Melech Shabbos, of course the Koveh is the law. So I would tell you, there's no machlokas whatsoever. The Ram and the Ramban, they would agree to each one. Of course they would agree. When it comes to Melacha, the Ramban would agree, of course. The Iker Melacha on Shabbos is the law of Daraisa, the Yerchayiv Skila. And therefore the koveh is the lav. And when it comes to a mitzvah, for example, of a Shabbos Aved, of course it's considered to be that which is the Iker. I'll tell you the following kasha. The Nesivus raises this kasha. You know, when it comes to tzedakah, I mentioned Parshas Rei, no? Dvarim Tesvav. There's a lav and there's an essay. There's a lav and there's an essay. Okay. You know, it's a little bit unusual. The Gemara has Osik b'mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. Not when it comes to tzedakah. When it comes to tzedakah, no? The Sikhi Babakar, the Sikh Suvastaf Memtes, no? Proof that Rabbi Yosef, a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Safa. Why is a Shomer Aveda a Shomer Safa? The Gemara says, proof that Rabbi Yosef. What does that mean? If he is being Meshiv Aveda, and all of a sudden an Ani comes to him, he has every right to say to the Ani, not now. I'm Osik B'mitzvah, I'm Potem B'mitzvah. And wow, that benefit that he accrues because he's popped him and not staka, that's tangible, that's real, that's already enough to label him not as a shomer chinam but rather as a shomer sacher. That's pretty incredible, no? A shomer aveda is a shomer sacher. Why is that true? One pasuk the Gemara has is because the Torah said you have to return it, and if the Torah posits a chi of shmira, that has to be a shmir ma'alya. That's a shomer sacher. The other possibility is prutad Rabbi Yosef. You really are gaining monetarily because you're exempting yourself from shelling out. Wow. And that's enough to go ahead and to label you as a Shomer Sacher. So I'll tell you a very simple kasha. This is a kasha of the Nesivus. Nesivus leaves us a Tzarechiyim. It's fast, Tzarechiyim. Nesivus has a Sefer and Ksuvus. It's called Beis Yaakov. You take a look at Beis Yaakov, Ksuvus, Memtes, and Mabeis. Nesivus raised the kasha in Tzarechiyim. Osik B'mitzvah, Osik B'mitzvah. Just exempts you from performing a mitzvah sasei. But osik b'mitzvah pata does not allow you to violate lavim. Your osik mitzvah, you can eat treifis. That's what pata mitzvah means. Osik b'mitzvah is only when it comes to an esin alo sasei. And it's incredible, the Nesivus leads us as a tzarechiyim when it comes to tzedakah. There is a lav d'araisa lo sa'amitz. There's a lav d'araisa lo sikvot. There's a lav d'arais. You're going to say, osik b'mitzvah, but the mitzvah means I can turn the ani away. And that sounds unusual. These are lav d'araisa. Post Rav Shai, you know what the answer is? Of course there's a lav d'araisa when it comes to tzedakah. Two lavim, osamis l'sikvotz. But it's not an independent lav. It's a lav and an essay. And if tzedakah is a mitzvah say b'kum v'essay, what's the koveya? What's the koveya? Again, if I ask you to structure tzedakah in two different ways. One way is as follows. You know what? The Torah wants to ensure that you give tzedakah. So the Torah tells us, Pasoach tiftos es yadcha. And in order to ensure you're giving tzedakah, the Torah warns you, and don't harden your heart, and don't clench your fist. The purpose of los ames and los sikvot is to bolster the essay. What's the opposite possibility? You begin with los ames and los sikvot. You begin there. The Torah doesn't want you to harden. It's a Musar Sefer. No, the Torah doesn't want you to harden your heart. The Torah doesn't want you to clench your fist. And in order to see to it in your open heart, memela, there's a chiv of tzedakah. That sounds odd, no? Begin with the mitzvah tzedakah, and the Torah reinsures, just like when it comes to Shabbos Aveda, which means when you have a lav in an essay, which is bekum ve'essay, the koveya is the essay. Oh, so if you're osik b'mitzvah, and your potem and a mitzvah sasei, there is no love of those samis, no sikbots. It's not that osik mitzvah applies to isurim, but the isur is a function of osik b'mitzvah is potem and asukah, no? Shluchei mitzvah b'tum and asukah. Wait a second, the Rambam's mefurish. Sukkah is not just a mitzvah sasei to sit in sukkah. There is an isur achila chutz l'sukkah. So how can osik mitzvah allow you to eat? Maybe it means you don't have to fulfill the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. But does it allow you to eat outside the sukkah? You know what the answer is? Yes. You know why? Because the iser achila chutz l'sukkah is a function of the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. And if you're exempt from the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah, you're exempt from the iser as well. In cases that are b'kum v'essay, you know what? That's exactly how that works. So that's fascinating. When it comes to cases of Hashavas Aveda Tzedakah, when it comes to Poshub Shad, Makala Gagecha, and Shiluach HaKan as well, maybe one could argue exactly that's why the Gemara gives those examples. That's a Esei She'en HaZman Grom L'in Archaiv, because as the Ramban writes, if one would not be obligated in the Esei, they'd be exempt from the Lav in those particular cases. That's an important chiddush when it comes to the relationship with Lav and Esei, and we'll see as indeed the parak continues. I had mentioned on Monday, just wanted to elaborate further, right? The Parsha of Yifas Torah is going to be very, very relevant for all of history, but it's a stunning model, where the Torah has what otherwise would be, right, an unreasonable nisayon, and as a result, the Torah lowers the bar. Because Rashi writes, the very beginning of the Parsha, no? That after all, im ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu matira, if the Torah wouldn't lower the bar, Issa ena b'Isser, it would happen b'Isser b'Aveira. So the Torah accommodates in order to. And therefore, it's stunning that's the Yotze min HaKlal, but the Klal is, ki karav lecha davar mulaficha levav lasalsa. Meaning what? That when it comes to other types of tests, other types of nisyonos, by essence, by definition, this is a very, very important yisod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never test a person, but davar sheni yochad lamud ba, if the test is beyond one's reach. If a person is being tested in any shape or form, rest assured that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and gives the person the ability, the tools, the wherewithal to be able to overcome and to persevere. If that wouldn't be true, the Torah would lower the bar. And if it wouldn't be true, imagine, that would be highly unfair. And to test a person when they're incapable of. And how could that possibly be? So by essence, by definition, any nisayon that a person faces in life, right, clearly, it's a davar shiyachal amon. There's a fascinating issue that the Rishonim raised, the Ramban already embraces, the very beginning of Pasuk Chavez, where the Ramban raises the critical question of why is it that a Kadosh Baruch Hu tests? Huh? What is the matara of Misyonos? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu go ahead and put a person in situations where, you know, that, they're challenged, they're tested? Why exactly is that true? You know, if I were to ask you, why is it that a person is ever tested in life? You know, why is there accountability? Why does a person ever have to be tested in order to? You know, in a bus of Adam, the answer seems to be simple. In order to know. A person is not going to be tested on. How are we going to be convinced that a person is aware, is capable, is tooled? You know? So, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Yodei HaKol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need to test in order to know. And that's the Ramban, non Breishis Chafei Zalif. So why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests? The context is the Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew very well that Avraham Avinu would be Omid B'Nisayon. And if that really is true, then why the need? Why the need to go through the whole process? Go through the whole process. You know, one really could argue, and maybe this is part of that Ramban, you know, a person isn't tested in order to know. In order for who to know? Not for a Kadosh Baruch Hu to know. A Kadosh Baruch Hu tests us because a Kadosh Baruch Hu has to know. A Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. But you know what? Sometimes in life, the one who is tested, the menusa, is unaware. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu could know very, very well that if any of us were tested, this is what we would do. But you know what? Maybe I don't have that sense of confidence. I don't know that that's true. I don't think I have it within me. I don't think I'm capable of it. All of a sudden, Kadosh Baruch Hu puts a person in a situation where he's silent. And guess what? He overcomes. He perseveres. You know what? It's an opportunity for him to learn about himself, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu learns about him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. But part of the purpose of Nisayon, which is the Tova Samanusa, is in order to allow a person to realize the Kochos HaNefesh that he has. You know, a person can walk and think, I would never be able to do such a thing. And all of a sudden, a person is faced with a challenge, and all of a sudden, you know, he perseveres, he overcomes, he does, he accomplishes. You know what? A person walks away changed as a result of Inyasayim, realizing that he has capacity that otherwise he thought is something that is beyond my reach. No. You learn the Masechta very, very well. You look back at the year and say, you know what? I didn't think I'd be able to do so, but you know what? And all of a sudden it changes kind of your whole mahalach in learning. No, because you see that, you know, this is something that's the possible. So it could very well be that the reason a person isn't tested is in order to know, but not that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows, no? It's that the menusa, the one who is tested, should be able to see empirically that yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him with the capacity to be able to do so. The Ramban writes that Nisayon is Letovas HaMenusa. That's the quote, the Ramban. Kol HaNisyono Shebetoru. Letovas HaMenusa. It's not that Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's for the betterment of the person being tested. On one level, it means Saranonish. You know, a person does so, it's a basis of star. But I would suggest that Tovas HaMenusa is far beyond star. Far beyond star knowledge. It means that sometimes only through being tested can a person realize what one is capable of, and what your kochos and efesh are, and what potential you have, and what your shifos indeed should be. Well, if you look in the Svarno writes there, in Bereishis Chafeis, the following chiddush, that we have a chiyuv of v'halach de bedracha. You have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch. You have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not just simply what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu capable of. Capable of. No? Capable of. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKol Yachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omnipotent, omniscient. No? HaKol Yachol. It's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of everything, you know, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not merely Baal Chesed, Kaviyachol, but Oseh Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the stunning model, now, of taking something min HaKoach el HaPoel, taking something which theoretically is something that you have and channeling it and manifesting it. And the Svarno writes, fascinating, that's part of Ahalach to Bedracha. That's part of Tzelem Elohim. That's part of Ahalach to Bedracha. In order to take a koach HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you and manifest it. How do you manifest certain kochos and nefesh? That's what the Svarno writes. That very, very often, manifestations of koach and nefesh is through any sign. Through any sign. A person is challenged. And all of a sudden, you know what? Now you have to work through. You have to position. And you know what? That you had the capacity to do so. And all of a sudden now you act on. Wow. Svarno writes, that already is part of Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teleich. That already is considered to be part of Halach v'Bedracha. That's something which is stunning. Not just Kabbalah Schar, but similar to, you know, that a person should recognize. These are opportunities for a person too. I'll tell you, there's a stunning Rambam in Mor Nebuchim. You take a look at Simchela Gimel, Perek Chavdal, where the Rambam discusses exactly this issue, that why is it that a person indeed is tested? Why is any type of test necessary? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to know, certainly not. Schar? What do you mean schar? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given the same schar to the person, knowing that had he been tested, this is how he would have responded. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew Avraham Avinu was of such a lofty madrega that he could have tested Avraham Avinu 10 times and Avraham Avinu would have va'amad b'kulam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not have rewarded Avraham Avinu without going through all of the nisyonos. So the Rambam is bothered that why test? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bestow schar on a person because I know that the person would. So the Rambam writes something which is stunning. You know, imagine, for example, that the nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak would not have happened. Imagine that we wouldn't have had that Parshan Chumash. You know what? Kadosh Baruch Hu would have known that had Avraham Avinu been told, Kacha es ben chasichircha, Avraham Avinu would have been willing to do so. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that. Okay. And guess what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give Avraham Avinu ultimate schar, knowing that had he commanded him, Kacha es ben chasichircha, Avraham Avinu would have done so. But imagine what the result of that would be. You know what that would mean? We would have a Chumash without the Parsha of Akedas Yitzchak. You know what the Rambam writes about that? Akedas Yitzchak is so important, not for Avraham Avinu. Akedas Yitzchak is critically important for us. Because whenever we go through a challenge in life, you know what we look to? We look for models. You know what the Ramban writes? His introduction to Sefer Shmos. The Ramban writes, we just finished Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Bereishis is called the Sefer Yetzirah. The Ramban writes, why is it called the Sefer Yetzirah? The Ramban writes, well, on one level, it's true. Bria Shamayim V'aretz is Yetzirah. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But then the Ramban writes, no, that's not the whole story. Of course, it's called the Sefer Yetzirah because it's a book of creation because of Perek Aleph of Bereishis. But then the Ramban writes something stunning. But Umikre Ha'avos Kulam, because whatever the Avos experience, Shehem Ke'inyan Yetzirah Lazara, that was a creation that informed the generations. It informed the Zera Avram. That's something which is stunning. No? You know, we use a phrase. The phrase is found in Medrash Medrash Tanchuma, "My Savo Simin Levanim." You know, sometimes you have to be like, you know, we can use the word simin kind of very casually. You know, does simin really mean a cause? You know, is there a difference between a simin and a siba? No, Rabbi Hanan, you know, like you know, is this a cause or just as an indicator? Ooh, itvisas kedushin. Is Itvisas Kedushin the definition of Mamzerus? Or is Itvisas Kedushin an indicator that you're dealing with an Israel Erva? Because if a Kohen marries a Grusha, there's Tvisas Kedushin. What is the role of Itvisas Kedushin? Is that just a Raya Ladova? That this is a Rayos? Or maybe I'll tell you, no, that's the definition of a Rayos. No, the definition of a Rayos is Itvisas Kedushin. You know, like, sometimes simin means a simin, like a simin. So, you know, Rabbi Chanan, the very beginning of Pesachim. Now, when the Yerushalmi says, take a look, and if you see in the sky, three kochos beninim, you know it's Tzeis HaKochavim. Is that the definition of Tzeis HaKochavim? Yetzias HaKochavim? Or no, that's a raya that it's Laila. When the sky is sufficiently dark, that's night. How do you tell? Oh, I'll give you a gauge, no? If you can see the stars, but that's a good gift. It's not the definition of Tzeis HaKochavim. When we say Tzeis HaKochavim, it doesn't mean that is Tzeis HaKochavim, that's Laila. It means it's a good gauge to judge that the day has come to an end, the new day has begun. No, like, fascinating, you know. The Ramban wants to make sure that you don't kind of make a mistake, no? So Ramban says you should realize, my Savos is not just Simin Labani, but Mikravos Kulam Shem Kinyin Yetzira Lazarna. It's a creation. You know what that means? That when the Avos experienced this, it gave us the capacity to. In other words, the Mesiras Nefesh of Avraham Avinu in Akedas Yitzchak was Yetzira, a Yetzira Lazarum. And imagine if that would not have happened. You know, it's absolutely true. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that Avraham Avinu would pass, and Kadosh Baruch Hu could have given Avraham Avinu incredible schar, knowing that. But imagine where we would be if we did not have the Yetzirah, the model, the inspiration, but more than that, the creation of. That's Mikrei Avos. You know, that's like a fascinating perspective on Nisayon. That, you know what? When any person is faced in a situation of Nisayon, you know, it's a teaching moment. It's a teaching moment, you know? How do you respond? You know, if you embrace emuna bitachon, and if you embrace appropriate hishtadlus and tefillah at a time of nisayon, you know what? That's an inspirational moment. And you know what? That will teach others all around you how they should respond when you have a situation of nisayon. That's pretty heavy. You know what? The Rav Amar Nevuchim, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests, because we will glean from how it is that a person is able to internalize and persevere and to grow and to finesse that. Oh, and that's invaluable. That's what the Rambam writes. The reason Avraham Avinu was tested, you know, Ein kavanaso v'nyano ela kadesh shiyedu b'nei adam mashit tzarek lasos. The test of Akeis Yitzchak informs us of how we should act when we're tested. That's pretty heavy. So Avraham Avinu could have given schar without it. Yeah, but that goal, that primary goal, would not have been accomplished. Yeah, that's pretty incredible. Now, that the reason a person is tested is Latova Samanusa, schar, or if the person can realize his potential, the svarno, that's part of v'halachta bedracha, minakoach alapoel, and this incredible chiddush of the Rambam, that you know what? A person is tested in order to be able to exemplify to others. You know, like, oh, that's something that's meaningful. You know, a person always has to see it that way. Whenever a person undergoes a tekuf in life, they think, you know what, there's an element of nisayon. Realize that you have the capacity to, because it would be terribly, grossly unfair. A Kadosh Baruch Hu were to test someone without the capacity of being able to be omeid, no? And the raya is ifastoa, because if this would be something that is beyond expectation, Kadosh Baruch Hu would not test. Kadosh Baruch Hu would lower the bar. And if not, that's the Rabban. That's the Dor Yatzin and HaKlal. Olam HaKlal Kula. No, that's not Hutcher Duvliya. No, that's built in. No, that's built into the very Matara of Nisyonos. And that Rambam is pretty incredible. No, that any time a person finds themselves in a Nisayon, you know what? It's a teaching moment. It's in a moment to be Mizak others. And that's something which is very, very, very important. But this, I'll tell you, I think is critical when it comes to the parsha of Yefas Torah. We're going to go through all the lundas of and told all of history, when it applies and doesn't apply. But the notion that, as Rashi says, that, you know, the Sugya Kedushin Chafalev, Kadosh Baruch Hu is concerned that we might fall. And rather than be machshil, the Torah is going to accommodate. But whenever the Torah doesn't accommodate, you know what that tells us? So take a look at that Ramban, take a look at the Svarna. Those more makamos are more known, but that Rabbi Marnavuchim, right, is Ikara Mitzias. No, it's in Chelek Gimel, Parachav Dav, where the Rambam writes that any new sign a person faces in life is an opportunity to be able to. Okay, Meretz Hashem will continue Sunday. We have to continue with Arayos, Nechavi Lavim, Aviyase. So do good Chazara, okay, because we'll have to go further. We'll see Chamasa and Nidra and how those two cases fit in the next tradition.
Should
I
square it up?
Okay,
whatever you
want.
What should the title be?
I guess, yeah. You can have Chavi Lassan Vese and Mataras and Lissian. You can have both. Chavi Lassan Vese and Mataras and